this isn't exactly what they're known for, but 30 alleged members and associates of the street gang known as the Arizona Mexican Mafia are facing 50 counts for their reported participation in a criminal syndicate that involved filing fraudulent pandemic unemployment assistance claims. Between 20 and 2021, the mafia members indicted by a state grand jury and their associates are accused of giving fake information to receive those pandemic unemployment assistance funds. And in turn, they allegedly used those payments to fund and facilitate the Arizona Mexican Mafia's other criminal actions. According to court documents, the gang members and associates are being charged with fraudulent schemes and artifices, money laundering, assisting a criminal street gang, trafficking stolen property, conspiracy, forgery, participating in a criminal syndicate, participating in a criminal street gang, and illegal control of an enterprise. The FBI Phoenix Violent Street Gangs Task Force and the Department of Homeland Security from the federal government, their Inspector General's COVID fraud unit investigated the case. These indictments, by the way, were announced by State Attorney General Chris Mays. And I know that this is the kind of crimes we imagine white-collar criminals to be engaged in, but I think people from all sorts of backgrounds would have to have been involved in this kind of fraud in order to get to the kind of numbers that we saw when it came to fraud and unemployment during COVID. The Associated Press previously reported that scammers got away with nearly 30% of the $16 billion in unemployment insurance payments that were sent out by the state of Arizona since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. Most of that fraud happened in the very early parts of all this and mainly affected federally funded emergency unemployment insurance programs. But listen to these numbers. They're crazy, Jamie. Arizona lost between $4.3 and $4.4 billion to fraud. Yes.
Wow.
And only recovered about $1.4 billion of it that had been paid out. So that leaves another $3 billion that we haven't gotten back that was allegedly stolen from all of us as being taxpayers, right? Our loss rate at 27% exceeds the national estimate for a loss rate across the country. And we're well above California. You know, we always point to California, go, oh, man, they don't know what they're doing over there. They just hand out all this, all the goodies and blah, 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 you know, right? We handed out a lot more goodies, at least as a percentage of our population that we lost out on and we'll never see again. Crazy. But you can read this story, by the way, about the Mexican mafia being indicted by a state grand jury for fraudulently filing for unemployment claims during COVID-19 at KTAR.com.